Good thing I ain't getting started yet. Well, good evening. It's good to see everybody here tonight. Got to see most of you at the door. Some of you didn't, or off doing other things. So tonight we're gonna ship around to a few different places. And tonight, first of all, we're gonna be in James, chapter 4. Now, a while back ago, I had Holy Spirit. Now, I want to tell you, this is how God is, and this is how God works. I don't know, been about 2 weeks ago, Holy Spirit spoke to me, just almost as well as when I'm speaking to you now, that he says, you're going to be speaking soon. I'm like, what do you mean I'm going to be speaking soon? And so I'm thinking around New Year's or something like that. And then within a week later, the pastor comes, well, he actually calls me and says, look, he says, I need you to speak for me on Wednesday night. I said, sure. And you know what? It's amazing how good God is. So tonight we got two things we're going to be talking about tonight. The first one is a three-letter word. It starts with an S. Besides a pastor, can anybody in here tell me where that three-letter word is that starts with an S? Huh? Sin. There you go. Sin. So that's mainly what we're going to be talking about tonight is sin. So, and then the other thing we're going to be talking about is the Spirit. So, and how things take place. And I'm sorry, it's been a rough week, last week and this week. But if it's the Lord's will, I got something I'm going to share with you later. But as of right now, we're in James chapter 4. We got one verse here, and that's verse 17. So if we can, please, let's stand for the reverence of God's word. James chapter 4, verse 17. It says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Let's pray. Blessed Father, as we come to you this time, Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be in your house. But most of all, Lord, thank you for this opportunity to stand here tonight, Heavenly Father. And Lord, you know I'm weak and I'm undone. But Lord, I need your help here tonight, Heavenly Father. Lord, I come to you right now, Lord. You even answered a prayer earlier, Heavenly Father. As we were on the way here tonight, Lord. Lord, so I know I can put my trust and faith in you. Lord, that's what you want from us. And Lord, that's what I want, please, from you tonight to help me. And we thank you, Lord, for everything you do for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I can't see nothing. Let me go ahead and read the verse one more time. It says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's what? A sin. So what we're saying here very simply tonight is that God is simply saying, if we're not doing the right things in life, if I'm not out at, let's say, I don't go to Walmart so much anymore. Wife does the order thing. But when I do go, I ought to be taking gospel tracts with me. I ought to be passing them out. And I had told my wife, I said, you know what? I said, the next two times I go to Walmart, I want to take tracts. You know what? First time I took them with me and I forgot to pass them out. Second time I forgot to take them all together. It's been so long since I've done it, but you know what? I need the help from the Holy Spirit because you know what? We know that we need to do good. All right? So, and then the other part of that verse, he says, if we're not out there witnessing, if we're not out there doing the things that God has asked us to do, it becomes what? It becomes sin. Exactly. So sin is something that we shouldn't focus on. I shouldn't focus on. But I'm going to tell you here tonight that I'm not going to say what it is, but I had a time within the last 2 to 3 weeks that I had a great sin in my heart that I shouldn't have had. And I knew right then what God wanted me to speak on. He said, I want you to speak on sin. This is all about you tonight. And I tell you, I learned my lesson and not to go back here again. Because our thoughts, if you allow them, they will take control of you. They will take control of the flesh. You know what? The flesh needs to be strong tonight. I mean, excuse me, the spirit needs to be strong, not the flesh, okay? All right, so let's go ahead and move on. Let's move over to 1 John chapter 1. First John chapter 1, we'll be starting in verse 6. First John chapter 1, verse 6, and it says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, excuse me, and the blood of Jesus Christ is, excuse me, Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from what? All unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. I want to tell you tonight, sin is a terrible thing to have within your heart. And I want to ask you this question tonight. I want you to think about it. If Christ dwells within this temple, if the sin that I create tonight, and the same for all of us, is in the same place where the Holy Spirit dwells, how do you think that Holy Spirit feels when you don't confess your sins? It's bad. It's just like you going outside on a hot day and you open your trash can up. The trash has been in all week long. You open it up and it hits you in the face. Well, think about Christ. How do you think he's feeling tonight? You know what? We need, when we confess our sins, if you commit a sin, my thing is, and I know I'm not perfect in this, but if I have a bad thought or something in my mind, and I say, look, I need to confess this, and I need to confess it right now. So let's go ahead and move on. That was your introduction for tonight. All right, so now, I kind of look at this as relating to the lost person here, because let me go back to the verse here and read it where it says in verse 6. He says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and the truth is not in us. So if we look at this tonight, if for instance, the sin of the world. There's so many things that people get involved, and I'm not talking about just lost people here. I'm talking about people that are saved. They're getting involved in things that they shouldn't be, and where are they at tonight? They're not here tonight because they're at home or they're somewhere else. Now, I'm not here to talk about Sharon Baptist Church or anybody else, but the point of it is, if we're not in the will of God, we're not here, we're not in the will. So we need to focus on it. These things of the world we need to stay away from. Because that becomes sin. And that is something that I don't need anymore. That stuff will tear you up. And we got to remember tonight who the truth is. God, His Word. That is the truth tonight. I don't care what Satan tells you. I don't care what the devil tells you. I don't care what any of those spirits out there tell you. Tonight, God is the one. He's the only one. He's the one that is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the only one. So let's remember, down in verse 7, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from what? All sins. I want to tell you tonight, when we're able to come together and have fellowship with the Lord, it's a good thing. I told Pastor James this. I said, you know, serving the Lord is a wonderful thing. But when I'm able to stand there at that door and greet people when they come in, that's a wonderful thing. I mean, they can't see the smile on my face. But the thing is, some of them, they come in, I like to tease, like with Bill and Sandy. And some of the other ones, I like to tease with them when they come in. You know, and others may come in, they're not doing too well. To say it's good to see you tonight. Appreciate you being here. But you know, that's a wonderful thing there. And that is something that we need to realize that we need to focus on, okay? Is greeting people, okay? Have that fellowship. And something I want to share tonight, that took place Saturday morning, 11:30, we finally got back together with the encouragers. And I want to tell you the joy that these people had in their heart. There was 9 of us here. And the fellowship that we had was a fellowship that I have not seen in a long time, in the laughter that took place. The game that we were playing, what was it, win, lose, or draw or something. I mean, they were carrying on so much, you thought they were little children. But everything was great. I mean, it's like they didn't have a care in the world. Excuse me. But the thing that is, what I'm saying, God allows us to have the fellowship. He wants us to have that fellowship. I'm already looking forward to next month. So just praise the Lord, man. Thank the Lord for the fellowship. All right, now the other thing I want to point out here, that I believe most of us in here tonight are saved. I can't speak for everybody, but I know I am. I know my wife is, and I'm pretty sure the pastor and Diane are. So the thing I want to simply say here is that we, don't ask me where that came from, because I don't know. I guess the Lord's good, you know. All right, so we know that Jesus died on the cross, and He died on the cross for a reason. It's for our sins. He didn't want us to die and go to hell. All right? So tonight, He's simply saying, if you have sin, excuse me. He says, He says He wants to cleanse. From what sin? He says all sin. So if you're going around and telling somebody something, and say, well, it's just only a little white lie. You know what? A little white lie, a big white lie, there's no such thing. It doesn't matter how small the sin is or how big it is. Sin is sin. So if you're involved in something you shouldn't be in and you know it, then get out of it. Drop down to verse 8 here. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. I want to take this verse here and base it on a person that's lost or somebody you just witness unto. And I know probably several of you in here, Pastor James, many others, probably Dean, some others, that when you approach a person and you're talking to them about Christ and you go to talk to them about sin, they're like, well, what is sin? I haven't done nothing wrong, they tell you. They say, I'm a good person. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many times I've heard that.
That's right.
But the thing of it is, they don't know being a good person doesn't get them to heaven. Mm-hmm. And the thing of it is, we need to continue to tell them about Jesus. We need to share our testimonies with them and say, hey, this is what you need. You need Jesus just as well as I have Christ. Now, something I want to share with you, I had shared this once before. I was in Walmart, and I usually go in there and pass out tracts, and seen this one guy I was supposed to give a tract to, and I didn't. Just kept going up and down the aisles. And when the Holy Spirit told me, says, you need to give that man a tract. But, Lord, you know, he's always, I don't know. I was making up excuses to the Lord at the time. And I went over to the pharmacy. And the Lord had me turn around and look, and there he was standing. Go give him a track. So I approached him. I said, sir, I got something here I want to give you. And he took it from me. He says, what is this? I said, it's a gospel track. I said, it tells you how to get to heaven. It tells you how you know about Jesus. He says, I don't want it. He says, here, take it back. And when he told me that, that broke my heart. But I didn't know it. I knew there was an image standing back over here. I didn't know who it was. But after I got ready to leave from this guy, I said, look, I said, you have a nice day. I was very polite to him the whole time. I said, you have a nice day. And no sooner than I turned around, there was a man standing right here. He says, can I have that? How many people asked you for a tract? I'm standing here trying to win this man to Christ. Hear this man standing back here hearing everything I said, and he wanted the gospel tract. Excuse me. I don't know if that man got saved or not, but the thing of it is, I realized, you know, I didn't even think about it before. I didn't even realize it. Yes, God had me there to talk to this guy, but that was the main reason. Man, praise God, man. I'm going to tell you tonight, God is good. Now I done lost my place. Where was I? Verse 9. All right, yes. So he's simply saying here, you know, if you're willing to confess our sins, not talking about just one or two, God wants you to confess all of them. If you know what the sin is, confess it, okay? If you have unknown sins, then ask God to forgive you those unknown sins, okay? Now, for instance, if I'm out today and I got a bad thought and it hit me just like that, I'd be like, you got to be kidding me. Where did that come from? But the thing of it is, still waiting until later tonight or whatever, I try my best, like I said earlier, I try to confess those sins right there. Because you know what? I don't want that sin in there with the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
So we need to understand confession is a thing that we need to focus on from day to day, from hour to hour if you committed sin. So he says he's willing to cleanse you from what? All unrighteousness. All right, let's go ahead and drop down to verse 10. He says, if we say, if we say that we have not sin, we make him a liar. His word is not in us. I tell you what, tonight, I don't want to tell my God that he's a liar. That'd be the last thing. I would never want to do that. But you know what? There are people out there that despise God and can't stand him. But you know what? They're the ones that are going to pay for it one day. You know, some people out there, like I was talking about earlier, talking about people that you're witnessing to, can simply say that I have no sin. And they'll sit there and tell you that I have no sin. I don't do nothing wrong. They do wrong. They just don't realize it. I realize I'm a sinner. When I realized I was a sinner, I got saved. I did something about it. But let's go back. Let's go back in time. Let's go back to the future. Let's go back to, well, you don't have to turn there, but in Genesis chapter 3, where it talked about Adam and Eve. What did Adam do? God gave him one simple little rule to obey. The tree of knowledge of good and evil, God told Adam not to touch that tree, not to eat of that tree. And what did he do? He disobeyed God. Do we tonight, when God asks us to do something, do we disobey him? Are we doing the will of God even now as we sit here? So I simply want to say this. If God's not in your heart tonight, if there may be one here tonight that doesn't know Christ, I want to tell you, you're lost. Your sins are going to carry you to hell. I want to tell you, that is not a place that you want to go. I want to praise God tonight that I'm not going there. One other place we're going to go to, that's Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. See what happens when sin stands between you and God. That last verse. He's saying tonight, we need to walk in the Spirit, people, not in the flesh. The flesh is not the will of God. God gives us as his temple, that his Spirit dwells within us. So we need to live our life from day to day. And I want to tell you some things tonight that you can do that will help you with your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And these all three are very important things. And I know you've been told this before many a times. But for whatever reason, the Lord's got me telling you again tonight that prayer is a very critical thing for our lives. Excuse me. Prayer is something that we all need. I need it. Every morning, my wife and I get up together and spend our time alone with God in prayer, praying for people. Who are we praying for? The people that are in here. And I can tell you right now, and for God's honor and His glory, I don't see anybody in here as of right now that's not in my prayers every morning. You know what? I love praying for people. I love praying for people for the needs, because that's what we're supposed to be doing. You know, the more that we spend in prayer with the Holy Spirit, the less we're going to be over here in the flesh doing the things of it. But you know what else can go along with the prayer? It's called Bible reading. It's called picking this thing up and reading it. There are things in the Word of God that can help you out as far as walking in the Spirit.
That's right.
And also staying away from the flesh. That is what will destroy you. Now, another thing. While you got your Bible open, devotion time. Devotion time ought to be another critical part of your life each and every morning, or whenever you have it. To me, I got to have mine in the morning. If not, I'm torn apart. So tonight, these three things, prayer, Bible reading, devotion, I promise you, if you focus on these three things every single day, your life will turn around if you're not doing it right now. God will honor that. So as we go on down, let's go down to verse 17. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. To me tonight, that is so sad. We're allowing the things become between us and God. The flesh against the Spirit. You know the turmoil that's there, the fighting that takes place between the flesh and the Spirit. I'm not going to call no names out, but I know there's a particular man in this church tonight that I know he follows God, and I know he follows Him well. I know what kind of lifestyle he lives. He lives a lifestyle after God. And that's how we all need to be. He's an example we ought to be following behind. Why? Because he follows behind God. So tonight, as the battle continues on between the Spirit and the flesh, I want to say one other thing tonight here. It doesn't even mention it. But that's the devil. I have something I need to share with you tonight. It's taking place for about the last week and a half. I didn't know if the Lord allowed me to share this, but I guess it's okay. Ever since that day that the pastor called me and asked me to speak, I said, okay. Last Thursday or Friday, whatever day it was, we were met out there in the parking lot. We were talking about some things, and I told him, I said, I know what I'm speaking on sin. And ever since then, trying to work on this message because Satan knew what it was going to be about. Mm-hmm. He didn't want this message. Mm-hmm. So every time I turned around, there were things that were interrupting me, things I had no control over. I'm not saying what they are. Mm-hmm. But the problem of it is, it kept getting pushed off and off because of interruptions that he stuck between me and God's word that I didn't like, and I know God didn't like. So Satan, this is for you tonight. Those doors are there. You've lost tonight. God's word came forward tonight. Instead of all the battles that I had to go through with him, God always gets the victory. Every single time. And I can say tonight, he even tried to stop me on my way here. I was loaded some stuff in the back seat of the truck. Had a Bible in this hand, key in this hand. I went to shut the door like that. My finger got wedged between the two doors. And you're talking about instant throbbing pain. And I was on my way here. I said, God, I need you right now. I said, I need this pain gone. And we were sitting out there in the parking lot. And there was a song on. And Deb says, there's your song right there. Talking about he takes away the pain. You know, my pain was gone just like that. That is, I mean, that thing still ought to be hurting. But you know, God is still in the healing business. I know we're not talking about healing tonight. But my testimony is what God took me through. And Satan lost the war. He lost the battle. He lost it all, regardless what I had to suffer. Christ suffered for me. I suffered for him. So once again, God wins the victory. I want to close with this tonight. First of all, God, I just want to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for allowing me to be here. Amen. So let's remember, we need to stay away from the flesh, the sin, those things that destroys us, and be strong in the Spirit and doing the will of God. So tonight, let's remember, we're here for God's will. Let's do it. And let's be strong, please. Thank you, Pastor.